Welcome back to Yang Daily. Lots of UBI news today. Let's hit it. Floor on Twitter found a new UBI congressional candidate for us in New York. Jonathan Herzog supports the freedom dividend, ranked choice voting, data rights, Medicare for all, democracy dollars, student debt relief, and many more of Andrew Yang's policies. In fact, he was one of Yang's first staff members. Definitely check him out at herzog2020.com. And if you like what you see, please follow him on Twitter and help him meet his fundraising goal, which ends tomorrow night. Links below. Mike Broy here, UBI contender to Mitch McConnell and favorite of Scott Santon's, also has a fundraising goal this weekend for his 58th birthday. Check him out and consider donating to his very worthy cause. There will be a UBI webinar next Thursday, March 12th, which will host many of the world's leading advocates of UBI to discuss the future of the movement. It will be held in the evening using Zoom's free video conferencing service. The number for the conference, which you can find in the links, is 766-188-089. It's not looking good for the chances of Warren endorsing Bernie. In an exit interview with MSNBC, cursed be thy name, she talked about how the toxic behavior of Bernie's supporters online, far beyond that of any other camp, and Bernie's failure to address it, has soured her opinion of his candidacy. While I have my misgivings about Warren, I can't disagree with her here. The harassment coming from the Bernie camp is orders of magnitude higher than what I've seen from any other camp. And most disturbingly, it includes even his surrogates, who are his chosen representatives, and Bernie seems either unwilling or unable to direct that energy to more constructive efforts. I think it's far past time that he had a sit-down and really address what it is about his campaign that is attracting and fostering these attitudes, and what can be done to change it, because it's already done immeasurable damage to his campaign. I know that countless Yang Gang joined us after fleeing the toxicity in Bernie's online community. It drives away voters and endorsements alike and could very well cost him the nomination. In light of the economic damage dealt by coronavirus, particularly to the working class, hosts and guests everywhere from MSNBC to Fox News are suddenly discussing the need for something like Andrew Yang's freedom dividend. Zach and Matt put together a brief clip showing some of the discussions on those networks, but it's not just there. Articles from all over are broaching the subject as well. As terrible as coronavirus is, it may have a silver lining if it results in the government providing a stimulus that proves the case for UBI. In closing, I have to alert you to the latest work by James Treacle. James has created a masterful advertisement for UBI in which he argues that America was a dream of a country where people are free and that the fight for that free country is still in progress. I think the arguments used within will likely miss those who buy into the myth of meritocracy or believe everyone should work, but it will hit others. I love the patriotic framing, the narrative of still fighting to form America, and the top-notch design of the ad. It's exactly the kind of advertising that Yang needed in the campaign. I hope he and Zach make a better decision for 2024 and for humanity forward, and hire James instead of that crap firm. What we can do is subscribe to his YouTube channel, which he has amusingly named Treacle Up, and if you are so inspired, donate to his Patreon to help fund future ads. If you haven't seen James' first UBI ad, you can also find that on his YouTube channel, and it is also excellent. But definitely follow the link below to check out this ad, because it's pretty powerful. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out and consider donating to congressional candidates Jonathan Herzog and Mike Broy here. Mark the UBI webinar on your calendar. Watch James' ad, subscribe to his YouTube channel, and consider donating to his ad campaign. Sign up on the Humanity Forward website. Join the Humanity Organizing Corps. And don't forget to Yang Daily.